When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When the right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crashed the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Wheezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Locke.
Cameraman, how you doing, brother? Let's go Duke.
All
right. All right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Big game for Duke coming up.
Yeah.
Most Duke, definite.
Got Dukie's hat on.
Yeah.
Down.
Let's go Duke. Episode 510, we're handing out player comparisons for the top offensive skill position players of the 2024 NFL draft.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
Better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off, Weezy. Best of the week, talk to the people.
Best of the week, man. You didn't get to talk about it last week. My Titans are having one of the best franchise.
Well, I'm saying. Don't put a lot. It sounded like you were gonna put a lot of dip on that chip. Just say we're having a good free agent.
Having a damn good free agent. We gotta give them
solid.
Yeah,
solid.
One of the best in a long time since I've been a fan.
Not of the Titans. Yeah,
yeah. I think they're probably the best one since the Titans have been the Titans as a Titans.
He said it, I did.
Yeah.
They never make this many free agents. But good moves.
Here's the thing too, though. Uh-huh. The bar is in hell.
Yeah, ain't been nowhere to go but up.
It's still good though. As the group chat says, two things can be true.
And you said the bar's in hell for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sure. But we're taking the chances. We just ain't never took the chances.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's all about.
It ain't in hell for
so us. So it's not like we just didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
You acting like, you know, we just didn't do it. We didn't spend the money this way.
I spent the money this
year. Y'all had $94 million.
Spent it.
It's a new regime, man.
It's been it because we got it.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Best of the week for me is the Little Caesars Pizza Puffs. You guys heard about
that? Had them?
I haven't had. Yeah, I've
had them.
Yeah, it was one.
Fire.
I haven't heard it.
We done knocked them down twice.
They like that? Man, yes.
That's what crazy. They said, Black Twitter said it's like the return
Popeye chicken.
So in turn, I planned on talking about it last week, and I was like, you know what, man? It's still hot.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you guys, Jeff's had it.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10.
To 9.
Woo!
To 9.
I didn't had two additions in my house.
You had pepperoni and regular cheese.
Mm.
And they said you got to have a marinara sauce.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
My daughter loved them.
Yeah.
Was it a line to get them like the...
Nah, I ain't no line.
Ain't no line? Oh, that's a win. Yeah.
It's a lot of Little Caesars around here.
Yeah.
You just got to pop in at the right time.
Oh, that's a win. Then you ain't got to wait. Okay, that's all right.
Try it now. Yeah, I haven't tried it. Coach, talk to me. Best of the week.
Best of the week for me, man. Shout out to the alma mater. I was worried with everything going on for the people that's not around. Mm-hmm. Tennessee State University. They gave us a new board of trustees. I was kind of worried. I ain't going to say kind of. I was worried.
We all should have been.
But all the people that are filled these spots are TSU alumni. So hopefully that's a good sign.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers for that.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Hey, cameraman. No, it's banned. I can't do it. I can't do it. But rap is a contact sport again. Oh, it's a contact sport again. You better believe that's my best of the week. Yeah. Huh? Huh? Man. Better believe Prince outlived Mike Jack. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prince outlived Mike Jack. Don't forget. But my worst of the week is gambling in sports.
I told you.
Listen. Listen.
It's hot.
Listen. We know sports. We know gambling. The actual gambling companies are the reason why a lot of sports are able to maintain right now because, you know, inflation and the economy is kind of bad for certain people.
Yeah.
But there's some stores out there that are trying to be swept under the rug. We're not going to talk about it because of gambling. Y'all be careful.
I'm going Ohtani in trouble.
All right, man. Anyway.
Ohtani in trouble.
He ain't even the biggest one. Yeah. But he's the biggest star in trouble.
Name.
Yeah, biggest name in trouble. Yeah. But, dude, did you talk about? Yeah, he in trouble.
What we got, Coach? Worst of the week.
My worst of the week, man. As y'all know, I hadn't been on the show in a few weeks because of the season. So I've been holding on this worst of the week.
Okay, here we go.
The Kobe Bryant statue had typos on it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, come on, man. Come on, man. This is a legend, all-time great. You had all these years to get the statue right. How do you get these typos? Jose Calderon said Jose Calderson. Mm-hmm. Von Wafer says Vama Wafer.
Yeah,
and the DNP coaching decision says DNP coaching decision.
Yeah.
Come on, man. How y'all do that, man? Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's tough. Not trying to do three statues and get one right.
Yeah. They got to get the first one right.
Working the mother to y'all.
I got you. My worst of the week is 7-Eleven, man. They're creating a lineup of sparkling waters with flavors including lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and the one that caught my eyes to make it worst of the week is hot dog.
What?
Hot dog water.
That used to be
a
disgrace when you call it. Hey, that's hot dog water.
Yeah. To give more love to the iconic Big Bite hot dog, sparkling waters, liquefied version of the iconic snack, ketchup, mustard flavored.
Hot dog flavors.
How much they got?
No, it's hot dog water.
It's glizzy. It's a glizzy.
How much they got? A
glizzy warrior.
How much they
hot dog warrior?
How much they got to give you to try the hot dog?
I'm doing it right now. I do it right now. I, like, try it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just listen.
Just saying what they got to.
I drink a hot dog water.
What they got to give you?
I try.
NAL got to be 1,000.
NAL got to be 1,000.
I bet it smells horrible.
I'm doing it for it.
Try
it.
Yeah. Take a shot.
But you eat a hot dog.
Yeah, I ain't eat no hot dog.
It's crazy.
What?
Brought me. Yeah, no, man. Brought me.
You got to break that one. Yeah.
Brought me.
Big bro worst. What's your worst of the week, Lee?
No, it's not.
What's your worst of the week, Doc?
No,
my worst, I got two worst of the weeks, man. My worst of the week, first thing, man, we got to chill. We got to chill with the road rage, man.
Okay.
Road rage is at an all-time
high. It's tough right now. Yeah.
Road rage is at an all-time high. Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
And second once a week, I went out to eat a couple times this week, man. And it's rough on good service, man.
Yeah,
and that's my pet peeve.
Tip your waiter though.
Tip your waiter for good service.
Tip your waiter.
For good service for sure.
Tip your waiter.
Because they gonna, you know, they gonna judge if you don't.
Yeah.
You go back and they gonna judge. They gonna know you didn't tip them.
Yeah.
Leave a good Yelp review too, though.
Yeah. But at the same time, I know food's at an all-time high now, and people just going out to eat every day. And we got to bring good food to the table.
Yeah, it's gotta be
got
to be
good.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon Music to catch up on the past episodes of Full Sport Press. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
Do you guys have a Yellow Box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
I do. This week's award recipient is Giante Porter.
The younger brother of Michael Porter Jr. is investigating. The NBA is on his ass, dog. Yeah, Giante Porter, following multiple instances from January the 26th to March the 20th, casinos and betting companies have always had systems in place to detect weird things that's happened and suspected foul play with Mr. Porter, and now a certain basketball player is at the center of that, and his name is Giante Porter. NBA players are prohibited from betting on any NBA events, including prop bets. Violations could subject to them being fined, suspensions, and possible termination of contracts. In January, there was an irregular underbetting on Porter, who left the game after just 4 minutes. This made all the props hit and the other bets on his three-way parlay cash in as well. The next morning, DraftKings reported flags his actual winnings to the NBA, and the biggest money winner of all the bets from the previous evening. On March the 20th, a similar situation happened with Jonte leaving another game after just 3 minutes when he again took the spot for winning under bets.
Yeah.
I told y'all, man, once they made this, nigga's going to get rough. Yeah. I sit right here and told you.
You got to, yeah.
It ain't even the bookie. Man. It's the players.
Yes.
It's the players.
The players.
The players.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. I know they can track all this stuff, man.
Right. You can't outsmart this.
No.
This ain't the 1950s, man. We ain't no technology and you can do some stuff. Yeah. People ain't going to know.
I bet Jonte bet 10,000 for the under.
And that's what triggered it.
And that's what triggered it.
It's like, bro, nobody's betting on Jonte Porter.
Come on, man.
Nobody's betting under on their self either.
Nah, man.
You see what I'm saying? But here's the thing that people don't understand. This is a big dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
And these jobs, these companies are being, and they're paying $100,000 for regular people to go out there and sit in those stands and just look for stuff like that.
Yep.
That's the easiest gig. And they're not gonna mess they're not gonna mess that gig up for that $100,000 just to go watch a basketball game.
It's tough, man.
So they're gonna catch you. The people that do that job, they're not gonna say, "Nah, I don't care about this job." They care about their job.
They do
to go get $100,000 to sit there and watch basketball, to scout everything like that. So
tough, man. Come on, Jonte, you got to do better. Michael came out and said he doesn't believe his brother is involved in any of that stuff.
I bet he did.
Got him to say that,
but it ain't looking good for Jonte.
Like we always say, J-Ho, Tony flunked PE.
Tony definitely flunked PE. He did not pass PE.
Yeah.
And if they pull you out of a game, trust and believe, they got some evidence.
Yeah.
Just like we learned with a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
If Homeland Security's coming, they already know what's going on.
In the words of my homeboy that lived another kind of life, when the feds come get you, the feds come get you.
Yeah.
they got enough.
Yeah. We got to wait until the
It's too hot over there.
Yeah, you guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do?
It's your man, Coach Locke.
Big Jeff, I can find you on social media, my guy.
Ah, Weezy, it's JEasley84 across all social media platforms.
Coach Locke, you back, big baby.
Yes, sir. Nothing has changed. It's Locke underscore the underscore great. That's T-H-A. Get at me.
J-Ho.
On Instagram and Twitter, let's talk on Twitter, my boy.
I'm my Weezy on Twitter at FSP underscore Weezy on IG. Holler at me.
Gotcha. Say less. All right, let's kick the first half off with some college basketball talk. The first two rounds of the NCAA tournament have come and gone, and the Sweet 16 is set. As you will probably hear this, the Elite Eight will be set. While we look forward, let's reflect on the weekend of games and discuss some winners and losers of the first weekend. We'll kick things off with you, Weezy. Give me your first winner.
My first winner goes to Clemson and the Hunter guy who's 20 points in three straight games.
Who's the Hunter guy?
I forgot his name.
It's all good. Yeah, Clemson got a good run. Saved his coaches.
Yeah.
Saved all his coaches.
Who thought Clemson would be in the Elite Eight?
Nobody.
Nobody. No.
Barry.
Trouble.
All right, what you got, Jeff?
Oh, man, I got Gonzaga, man. Nine straight seasons in this Week 16 for Gonzaga, man. Shout out to them. Make it out of that first weekend every time.
Hell yeah. They were in the bubble.
They were barely make this tournament. You're right, Jack.
Yeah. And then they won 11-12.
Yeah, and got in that thing.
It's all about getting hot at the right time. What you got, Coach?
I agree with Weezy, man. I have Clemson, man. Nobody expected them to get to where they are. They upset some people. So I went to Clemson Tigers.
Yep. My first win is the ACC. We were criticized all season long for just being a two-team conference, Duke and North Carolina. That was it. We only got four teams into the entire NCAA tournament. So having three of those four teams still fighting for their lives as we record this pod, even though North Carolina lost, it's still good for the ACC. And you're going into a situation where Duke will 100% lose tonight against Houston. So it'll be another thing. But to see Clemson being the one that makes it is insane. Crazy to see. NC State ain't gonna make it either.
Cameraman, you wanna put that on the board? Do you wanna put it on the board?
They're gonna lose, yeah.
You putting yours on the board that they gonna win? Okay, we got two. Somebody gonna lose.
Yeah, what you got, Jeff?
Another winner? Oh, I was gonna ask you how that. I mean, we kind of getting ahead a little bit.
Yeah,
that lost. Is that you okay?
That's, yeah, yeah, really about that because we RJ had missed 9 threes in the game the entire season, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't make 1 3 all season. We lost by 2. Yeah. I ain't
and also that they kept Baycott out too long in that
he was
in
foul trouble though. Wasn't
he?
No, he only had 3. He only had 3. It was like 7 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, we got to go to him a little bit more, but we ain't had to go to him. RJ is National Player of the Year candidate. Yeah. So, yeah. What you got, Weezy? Another one.
Another one for me is University of Oakland beating Kentucky. 15 seed beating the 2 seed.
About 26 years old.
Yeah. And really, you watch that game was never really in doubt. Kentucky had to fight back that whole game.
Yeah.
So if you had the 15 points with Oakland, you were good.
Yep.
The entire game.
Yep, yep.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot. You got it, coach? Another winner?
I do have another winner. North Carolina State.
Yep.
You're talking about a team that their coach was going to get fired going into their ACC conference tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They make a run and win those 5 games in 5 days, and now they're in the Elite Eight. Well, Sweet 16, I'm sorry. North Carolina State, man, saved the coach's job, got him all kind of bonuses, extension to 2030.
Damn.
So, North Carolina State is my winner for sure. Nobody thought they would be here.
Big DJ Burns.
Big
DJ Burns.
You got it, Jeffrey.
UConn.
Yeah.
UConn was number one overall seed, and they looking like it.
Yeah.
Playing like dominant.
Yeah.
Dominant with confidence, too.
That I ain't going to lie, they had the easiest route, though. If
but they post to number one overall seed.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I get that. I'm just saying they ain't had a hard game yet. But that I agree. They're definitely a winner for me. Listen, most of the time when you win a national championship, it's very hard to go back the next year.
Yeah.
The previous three NCAA tournament winners all went out in a round of 32. So they haven't been a defending champion to make it past the Sweet 16 since Florida repeated in 2007. So UConn is definitely set up to make history, and they got the team to do it.
They do.
I just don't like this. Coach came out, and he was like, oh, I mean, the transfer portal is hurting the game, which it is. He ain't lying.
Yeah.
But you got 3 transfers in your starting 5, so just make sure that you say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping me, but it's also hurting the game. Because you know what it's hurting, and I'm done with it? Mid-majors. Because in turn, those kids are playing to get stolen from
They're the playing schools. For the looks.
So they're just playing. So you got a kid that played in the Horizon or they played in the Missouri Valley. All these big schools, UConn, North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky. He killed down there. Let me get him. All right, and it's going to help that team make it to the tournament and go further. Then you look down in the mid-major category and they're suffering because – they're basically the G League for the Power 5.
That's what I was about to say. They're treating,
but here's the thing. Ain't that what it's supposed to do?
No.
You're treating the mid-majors like JUCO.
You don't think if Dame Lillard was in this shit, he would have left Weber State after his sophomore
Absolutely.
CJ McCollum would have did that run, and
but
he would have left.
Had, they wouldn't have the – there are few that have the same run when they leave and go to those Power 5s. Majority of them do that.
Like, yo, if Steph Curry would have been, he'd have left Davidson.
Yeah, but then you're not hearing what I'm saying, though. That's the whole point of going to a mid-major is, and kids Staying don't there. Get that. It's becoming the guy. Most of these schools hadn't been, you look at these numbers, they ain't been to the tournament in 20 years, ain't won a conference tournament. Dude, why don't you make your mark? And so you can be the History. Guy.
You can be legacy.
Or just be another guy.
That's the mindset of the individual. That's the mindset of the individual, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't like UConn's coach, Danny, who I think is one of the best coaches in this shit. But for him to say, oh, the transfer portal is really hurting the game, like he hadn't benefited, because 3 of his starters, his top 3 scorers are all transfer guys. And he's in the transfer portal right now getting kids. Already got a kid to sign, so it's bullshit.
Hey,
let's move on to the losers. Can't be mad at him. What you got, Weezy? Give me your first loser.
Oh, my first loser is the SEC.
Better believe.
Yeah. What, 14 losing the first round?
Yeah.
It was bad.
Auburn and Kentucky lost.
Auburn,
13
Kentucky, Mississippi State.
South Carolina.
So
Florida.
Yeah. That's tough. That's a tough
one. I think that conference had one of the most teams in it. They had 7 teams.
My first loser is basically Cinderella's because everything that we talked about, none made it to the Sweet 16. Absolutely none. Oakland, Yale, Grand Canyon, James Madison all had a chance to extend. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get past the round of 32. So a lot of the popular upsets, McNeese, Samford, all those guys were able to fizzle out quickly because it's at the end of the day, some of those guys actually played at their school are now on Power Five teams, which in turn gives no balance to the Cinderellas.
I get what you're saying, but ain't that what the tournament's supposed to? And the better team is supposed to win.
Yeah, the better team is supposed to win. But what happens to a chance where you had a team that had a run like Gonzaga? Gonzaga didn't have no guys back in the day. They were just getting guys to come there, and they built that program that for what it is.
But that was that era. That's
what about Butler?
Yeah, but that was that era. This is just new. This is new era.
That was 7 years ago.
Right. But the portal wasn't out then.
Yeah, it's always been the portal.
It's not like it is now.
No.
For sure.
It's a new era, but nobody likes it. It's messing up.
I get it. It ain't fair. And that's what I'm saying. I understand it's not fair.
It ain't fair.
But
it's fair.
Is it?
It's just we found loopholes.
It's not. I'm going to tell you why it's not fair.
Trail like the coach.
I mean, I'm not. The reason it's not fair is because everybody's not on a level playing field money-wise.
Yep.
And that's what the transfer portal's come down to.
Correct.
So that's not fair.
You think they should have a salary cap?
Hey, hear me out. He might be on to something, though.
That make it fair.
We're going off script, but he might be on something right there, though.
No, I mean, that's the only thing they're going to have to do.
You have scholarship limitations.
Yeah.
No, you have scholarship limitations, but you don't have NIL limitations.
You don't. But maybe the only way you temper some of this transfer portal stuff is the rich cannot get richer.
How you gonna
gotta do be that? Tax, gotta be tax breaks. It gotta be tax incentives. Like
what, stuff like tell that. You like, what's messed up though? Now those people that have those NIL collectives, they dictate who you get. So they say, hey, we're gonna go get X, Y, and Z. Well, I think you should try to go get the kid that played down at Birmingham Southern. He's really playing well. Yeah. I don't know about this guy. I think this guy will help us out. Well, I don't think he'll. You know, he doesn't look like the guy for
our program.
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm giving you the money. I think we.
But that's it has always been like that with boosters. But they have more oomph behind what they say now.
Man, they got all
they can say it out loud.
Yeah, they got more control now. So,
give me a loser.
Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
They had six teams in.
Banner year for them.
Banner year.
Yeah.
Six teams make the big dance.
Yeah.
Only one made it to the second weekend.
Yeah, San Diego State. Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, and they were the most entertaining conference to watch during the regular season. It just feels like more of a coincidence than a stylistic thing when they came into said tournament because, you know, most of those guys had guys that were looking already out the door like, hell, I was Mountain West Player of the Year. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Duke. All right, you go to Duke, right? And it's five fucking freshmen that's going to be there, and you're going to sit behind them. You're going to have seven fire. You hear me? I done had 2 weeks to sit and think about these shit. Shit ruined.
Fire, yeah. Dog.
Kentucky ain't getting those guys. Y'all spending some money. Kentucky ain't getting those guys.
Kentucky need an overhaul.
Yeah, that's my next loser. Kentucky. Yeah,
Kentucky need an overhaul.
Dude, you can't lose back-to-back years to a 14 and a 15. It's just tough.
Yeah.
And it's Coach Cal, and I get it. I think he's my favorite coach in college basketball. Not even a doubt about that. But I think he has to figure out a way to kind of bring in some of those mid-major transfer guys or even hell, Power Five guys to just have a little bit more experience. Because what I watched against Oakland late in that game, they were dependent on freshmen who had never been in the game to make big shots. Yeah. And it will never work.
Yep.
It will never work. Yep. Even with guys that are four-year guys, I watched RJ Davis. Who dead ass y'all? I've watched this kid all year, and he ain't scared. It ain't nothing about none of that. Just didn't make any shots. Caleb Love didn't make any shots, bro. So you need somebody else. Can you imagine the difference of a freshman compared to RJ Davis and fucking Caleb Love, who's been in college for 4 years? It's tough, man.
I'm to piggyback off you said. I said all the time when the game gets tight and get in these tournaments, when the AAU ball stops, Kyler Perry's done.
No, not necessarily. It ain't that.
I'm just telling you.
It ain't. You can run all the sets in the world.
I'm telling
man.
You what I think.
I'm telling you.
You say what you think. I'm telling you what I think.
Okay.
Calipari's not out coaching anybody.
Anybody.
He's not coaching
anybody.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. He
got a recruit.
No, he can recruit. And
he got recruit all everybody.
And his claim to fame is to the boosters. I get these kids in. I got $3 billion of contracts in the NBA.
Yeah, listen.
That's cool.
Listen.
That's cool, but let's run some backdoor cuts
He is, bro. I'm telling you, I watch those games.
I watch them too, Jay.
Bro, those kids be wide open. I don't give a damn if you Tex Winter, Phil Jackson. If a motherfucker's wide open in that corner and he don't make that shot, That ain't got nothing to do with coaching, bro. Mm-hmm. So it's really tough to sit on a mic to be like a person can't coach.
It's tough because I can see it.
That dude can't coach.
I'm just saying he can't coach. Let me say something.
I'm saying when the game gets tight, he gets coached.
Memphis Tiger fan, the same problems that Calipari teams had at Memphis in 2003, 4, 5, and 6 are the same problems Calipari teams have in 2024.
You know why? Because they're freshmen.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. Stop saying he can't coach, though.
Listen,
you said late game situations, he can't coach.
That's just your opinion, Jay. That's just your opinion.
Bro, I'm telling you, if you draw up a play and
is he
and
not okay?
He ran the play too. Can you answer real quick, though?
I got you. But ask me a question when you finish. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
The problem is you're going to ask my question.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
All right, so you run a play to perfection, and the kid is wide open, and the kid is supposed to make one pay, and you make a pass to the corner, and that kid don't make that pass, that's not coaching. And that's what trips up Calipari all the time.
That particular scenario you're talking about right there is not on coach. Kid got to make a play. Absolutely right. Now, we can go back and forth about different parts of the game, free throws being another one, because none of his teams can shoot free throws. It's got to be something. In 30 years, your teams can't shoot free throws.
Bro, free throws, bro. I guarantee you that, man.
Free throws and fouls.
I guarantee you, if you have somebody on the Kentucky staff, they'll be like, we practice free throws every day.
You never got a ball player that can shoot.
Because it's the kids. Man, y'all realize these are kids?
I understand. I'm not saying it's the kids.
Can you ask my question now, though?
I haven't heard anybody say that Coach Cal is a great X's and O's coach.
Can you ask me this one question?
I haven't heard anybody say that.
Real talk. Has he not underachieved?
Underachieved, yes. You know why he's underachieved?
Yeah,
he's underachieved. Okay. Right. Because you know why? You know what everybody looking at? You look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, stay 1 year, didn't play number 20 games, came off the bench. Mm-hmm. You look at Jamal Murray, came off the bench. He started, did everything. Devin Booker came off the bench. Mm-hmm. You're looking at a guy 5 years after the fact. Right. If those kids stay at Kentucky 3 years,
that ain't gonna happen.
Two years, he will have 6 national championships, y'all.
But that's not gonna happen today.
So
that's
not
gonna happen. So
stop saying he can't coach then.
No, that's not gonna happen. But
said he can't coach, and that's not true.
I said he's not out coaching anybody.
Now that's what I'm saying. Because if he couldn't coach, he would be coaching.
I never said he couldn't coach. I said he's not out coaching nobody.
You didn't say he couldn't coach.
I'm telling you what I said. I know what I said. I said he's not out coaching anybody when the game gets tight.
So you mean to tell me that you coaching against, peep this though, you talking about Oakland, right? Playing against Oakland.
Jay,
there's 26-year-old kids playing against 19-year-old kids. You don't think
what can I do about that? I can't do nothing about that.
Coach, bro. He didn't get out coached.
All I'm saying, when the game gets tight, he's not out coaching nobody.
That's what's up.
Any more losers?
Nah, I'm good. We can roll.
I had one.
Okay.
Iowa State.
Talk about a coach.
Iowa State was one of the top seeds going to this tournament. They had been playing ball all year, and this was the year that they thought they were going to get to the Final Four.
Solid run.
Yeah, they ain't hit the transfer portal enough, coach.
Exactly. They didn't. They didn't get their portal going. But for them not to go out as early as they did was disappointing for them, because I know they were expecting to be in the Final Four this year. So Iowa State is a loser.
Yep. All right, man. Let's move on to some football, Kevin. Man. NFL owners have officially voted to ban the hip drop tackle. Okay. From the sport on Monday after the annual league meetings, according to the NFL, here's a definition of the hip drop tackle. The tackle in question is a swivel technique in which a player grabs a runner with both hands and wraps the runner with both arms and unweighs himself by swiveling his hips and dropping his hips and or lower body, lower landing and trapping the runner's legs underneath his knees.
Pause. It just sounds
all
like
of that. You got to pause. Right. All of that.
For sure.
All of that. Swiveling the hips. All of it.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Hip drop tackle being out.
I ain't heard that much hip since Pumps in a Bump. All right, my bad. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
I just ain't been able to talk in 2 weeks, guys.
In the video. Which video? Pumps in a Bump. Hammer had the speedo on.
Pumps in a Bump.
Wild now. Video.
Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah.
I like that video.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be real. That's the wrong video to say.
Because
Hammer is dead ass in underwear.
Damn. Whole video.
Gyrate.
So,
whoa. Hip drop tackle being banned.
Yeah.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal for defense.
Yeah, what you got, Weezy? Yeah.
I think it's horrible for the NFL. Because pretty much what they're saying is they don't want you to tackle anybody from behind. Tackle anybody from behind.
I'm with you.
So, and here's the thing. So, if the quarterback gets free and goes on a run and the defensive lineman comes up and try to tackle him backwards, they are, I don't know what this defensive lineman is supposed to do. Yeah. You can't put too much body weight on him. That's a penalty.
Yeah.
You can't sling him down. That's a penalty. And now you can't drag him down to the ground. That's a penalty. And they already don't wrap up in the NFL today. They make the big hit.
It's tough.
So, you know, take the over on the over, because it's going to be a lot of points scored. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I think the NFL did some for real research. And they found out that the injury rate is 20 to 25 times higher than any other tackle. So, in turn, if you want to keep Mark Andrews in the game, J.K. Dobbins, mm-hmm. Bradley Chubb. Is it Bradley Nick, Chubb? Nick Chubb. Chubb. Yeah, Nick Chubb. Dude, sometimes you have to save players from themselves. Mm-hmm. Of course, the NFLPA didn't want this to get banned. But if you look at, you ask Nick Chubb, if you ask J.K. Dobbins, they all said, I'm going to be real. It cost me X amount of money. Mm-hmm. I think it should be, you know? So, man, if it was up to the NFLPA, we'll still be looking at LT and Mike Singletary type hits. Mm-hmm. So, in turn, they still want to play football like that, and that shit is done. The NFL is protecting their investments, which is their players. Mm-hmm. And if it's a 20 to 25% upcharge in fucking injuries because of said tackle, let's get it out of here.
But at the same time, if they really want to protect their investments, they'll spend a little bread and get grass fields.
Yeah, but that's not really, that's protecting the investment, but it's also protecting.
That's protecting. You just said last year they need to get grass fields.
Yeah, they do.
So if they get grass fields, they spend a little money to get grass fields, that protects injuries.
That's facts.
But what they're not doing is, how does it not protect the injuries? They making money off this because now they can fine you off every illegal hit.
Yeah, well, that's just trying to. They're just trying.
I'm just saying they make money.
It's protecting them.
They're here to make money.
Anything. Cool.
This is one of those things where if you're an offensive player, you love it. If you're a defensive player, you hate it. Because like Weezy mentioned, sometimes that's just going to be a natural reaction to take somebody down. Yeah. But at the same time, this is why the NFL defenses need to get back to the fundamentals of wrapping up and tackling, not trying to always make the big hit. If you watch NFL games now, you see so many guys score and break tackles because when the defense is not doing them, just run up and just hitting them with their arm, nobody's wrapping up as much anymore. So that's why you see so many yards being gained on offense, wide receivers, the running backs. But as a defensive player, you're putting yourself in the bind, like Weezy mentioned, because it's like, okay, it's almost – if I'm not straight in front of you to wrap you up, it's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yep.
So it's a gift and a curse.
Okay. I like that, Coach, but not to get on the high horse. The pushback to that would be, though, yeah, they do go for the big hits. You know why they kind of go for those big hits, though? It's because of the lowering the crown penalties, the crown or the helmet penalty. So if I'm going in to do a form tackle and I'm dropping my head and driving up like we were taught in Pee Wee football, that could be helmet-to-helmet contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to avoid that by doing a shoulder tackle or trying to hit or do a hip drop tackle, they call it, right, to avoid that penalty. So now one of my things about this that I didn't like is that these last season and a half, two seasons, defenses finally caught up to offenses. And those scores started going back down. Yep. And it started to be more of a competitive game. You had to lean more on your running game instead of sitting back and your quarterback throwing darts for 30 or 40 yards every damn game.
Yeah, because you got to learn.
Back to football.
Yeah, you had to learn how to adjust. That's all it is, Jeff. Yeah. It'll take 2 years. Yeah, it'll just be an adjustment time. But, you know, it's just like everything
but
else.
But they're tweaking. When's the last tweak for defenses?
Bro.
There is not.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, no. They've called more when you pushing off the line on offense.
Pass interference.
Yeah, offense.
They allow a tush push. That was been illegal for my entire – since I've known football, another player pushing a player forward has been illegal. They are allowing that every game.
They pushing piles for sure. Yeah.
They did not do that.
They simulated this 230 tackles. They simulated 230 times. It only happened 23 times.
What are you talking about? The drop tackle?
The drop tackle.
That's was still 20-25% of the injuries, though, as far as injuries this year. So if you have that spike of a number, 20-25% of anything, dog. If there's a damn COVID outbreak and then it shows one space that got 20-25, bro, it's a high.
A lot. It's four. Almost a fourth.
A lot, bro. All right, before we get started with halftime, let's talk some NBA. The G League, specifically. The NBA shut down the G League Ignite team at the end of this season, launched in 2020. The league owned and operated the Ignite, and the Ignite program was focused on developing young NBA prospects, some of whom were not age eligible for said draft. The Ignite struggled this season and are 2-30 with two games remaining. In the previous three drafts, 10 Ignite players were drafted, including four lottery picks. We'll kick things off with you, Coach Locke, because it's a big deal, little deal, or no deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a big deal for the simple fact those guys that were not age eligible. You have some guys that are ready to go to let G League, but it's gonna help the college game again. Yeah. Now you're gonna have these guys going back to college, and the reason they are so bad record wise, because at the end of the day, it's kind of like we talked about in the last segment. Your kids playing against grown men at the end of the day.
Damn right.
These other G League teams are guys, some of these guys have been in the league four or 5 years and got sent down.
Yeah.
So they have NBA experience. They're grown. They have the grown man body. They have the NBA body already playing against a kid that's fresh out of high school that doesn't have any weight.
Yeah.
Now, I get we have weight programs for high schools, but it doesn't compare to a grown man.
Oh.
An 18-year-old in a weight program compared to a 26-year-old in a weight program is two totally different things.
Bro, Isaiah Thomas plays in the G League. He sees little bitty-ass Ron Holland on the wing. He is finna cook him.
Fool.
Yeah. So that, Isaiah Thomas, 5'8".
That's why that is a good thing they are getting rid of, because most of those guys are just not physically ready yet.
Jeff.
I agree, Coach. And the lackluster success of a few of those lottery picks didn't help. Right? Didn't help.
Some guys, though.
Lackluster.
They got some guys, though. And then they found the guy from JUCO. Marjon Beauchamp played JUCO ball.
Absolutely.
Goes to Ignite, the lottery guy. Milwaukee. And they should play him more in Milwaukee.
But he's not. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say there hasn't been. But the guys that were supposed to be the guys that put that program on the map, they ain't really.
You're damn lying.
Who?
Kaminga.
Scoot.
Yeah, but what's the percentage?
Scoot was the one.
Jalen Green was the one.
No. Let me promise. Let me finish this one. Scoot would have been the one to make that program solidified. Because now we got a lottery pick, number two pick, that would have been on the map, right? Jalen Green's playing. He's playing ball.
Jalen Green
around.
Went two.
This is year three for him?
Bro, he's... This is
I'm talking about out here. The gate.
This is Jalen Green is dead ass one of the best young superstars in our league.
Cool, but I'll temper my I'll save what I'm gonna say for another time.
Yeah,
but this helps. Coach mentioned college basketball. You know what else it helps? Overtime elite.
That's hard. Give me that guy.
It helps overtime elite because now the guys who didn't want to go to college and still want to go play in another type of league. That league is fun. I don't know if y'all ever watched Overtime Elite.
I watched it.
It ain't good bump like that. What you talking about?
No. It ain't Chronic in 91. It ain't Blueprint 1. But it's Dynasty album.
Stop.
It's Dynasty. No. It ain't Blueprint 1.
That shit is not Dynasty.
It ain't Magna Carta.
Bro, it's the worst.
Nah, it ain't Magna Carta.
That shit, bro. Like, give me that guy. Give me the guy that came from there.
Oh, yes. Both twins.
Both twins, right?
Both twins.
The United League been in open since 2020, right around the same time.
Right around the same time. I'm not saying this.
You know how many guys have tried to go through that shit, and that shit did not work?
But I'm saying it helps them, though. It helps them because now these guys have less choices, either college or overtime elite.
I get
that's
it,
all I'm saying. Yeah.
Coach called me by the kid that went to OTE. He was, and I'm looking at this kid, I'm like, oh, this kid is a league kid.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know where this kid is right now.
It's possible. Because they will get lost in the sauce.
That kid could
get lost in the sauce. I'm saying, but it helps them because now they have more bodies to cipher through.
Bro, that OTE shit, they finna shut their doors down too.
They might.
They just got a little bit more money invested.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's a whole media company.
Yeah. But it's a lot behind it. It's bad basketball. It's bad basketball. They had documentaries. That shit's sorry, bro.
I see what you're saying. It could help them because all those guys, imagine if all those G League Ignite guys were in that league. Yeah. It would step up the skill and the competition. So I can see how it
you
could
playing
help
against like 25-year-old men, you playing against other kids that had the same goal as you.
Yeah.
In a league that has the same goal as you.
I agree. No, it's a pivot, right? Go there and play against people your age group. And I get that. I understand talent level. Yeah. All of that, but this is a pivot for the NBA because there was nobody coming to the G League Ignite anymore. Ron Holland is the only guy. He's going to be a lottery pick this year. Matas Buzelis is going to be there, but he wasn't going to go to college anyway.
Right.
So in turn, you get those two guys, and those are going to be the last two guys from OTE. I mean, not OTE, but G League Ignite. But Scoot was a guy. Scoot he just can't
still,
shoot.
He Scoot is still going to be a guy.
If Scoot took his ass to Kentucky, he would have been like, hey, you know what? Still can't shoot. He still can't shoot. That's Scoot's problem. They ain't got nothing to do with G League Ignite. He can still play.
All I was attempting to say about that was him not having a rookie year that was projected for him hurt the G League Ignite.
The thing is, when the G League Ignite started, it was a means for kids to go get paid. That's it.
And it's over with.
That's it. Yeah. Now you can go to Kentucky and get paid. So why in the hell am I going to G League Ignite and get my head cracked by Isaiah Todd and fucking all of these old ass men?
Well, but the whole what the whole gig was, they can go to G League Ignite or overseas, and I mean overtime elite, and not have to do schoolwork and get paid, right?
They're still doing schoolwork in OTE.
Yeah, schoolwork. OTE, you still doing schoolwork.
But you know,
G League Ignite, you doing schoolwork?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're doing G League Ignite is like they teach you.
Get rid of the
skills.
Skills. It's like going to like, what's it? Job Corps.
It's more like Job Corps, but you hooping.
Yeah.
But like a kid like Marjon Beauchamp, who goes to there from JUCO because his grades wasn't really like that, he goes there and gets drafted, man. But the NBA needs to do, just focus on the what they got going on, NBA Borders, NBA Academy, and all of that shit, because there's no reason, because they can't get guys anymore, because you can go get $1 million.
And get the college experience.
And you get to, but they ain't even really, but it's a different thing, because the G League Ignite, it ain't no fun there.
Nah, you're a real professional.
You're a real professional. At 18, Scoot did 2 years in the G League Ignite. It's tough. It's junior and senior. You know what? Ain't no way, dog. We stretched that one out. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime! It is the FSP, or Jeff, NBA Power Rankings. Let's get started, cameraman. At number 7, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves. Winners of 3 or 4. Ant-Man has steadied the ship, even without Cat. You did. Shout out to you. Gonna get you a mic here one of these days. At number 6... got the Boston Celtics, winners of 9 of 11. Two back-to-back losses, though, to my Atlanta Hawks. Shout out to that. And number 5, Denver Nuggets, winners of 4 of the last 5. Number 1 seed in the West. Shout out to them. Look at that. Keep it moving here, though. The New York Knicks, number 4, had a 4-game winning streak snapped, turned around and started another one. Shout out to the Knicks, man. Need to get healthier. Jalen Brunson, still balling. We've talked about that ad nauseum. Shout out to them. Number 3, winners of 5 straight. The Los Angeles Lakers. Making a push for that. A spot. They're steady in 9. They're pushing for the A spot. At number 2, winners of 6 games straight. Headband Luka and Ramadan Kyrie. The Dallas Mavericks. Big wins over Denver and Sacramento during this winning streak. Look great. Playing great two-man basketball as Jay Collins go to hell ball. Yeah, they make it look real good, though. They make go to hell ball look real good.
Yeah.
And at number 1, the surprise team in the entire NBA, winners of 10 damn straight, the Houston Rockets.
Mm.
10 games in a row, making Steph Curry have all the emotional outbursts on the court because his play-in tournament hopes are in shambles right now because the Rockets are making a push for the 10th spot in the West. So clap for Ime Udoka. Clap for Fred VanVleet. Clap for the young man Jalen Green for fighting through all that adversity.
Yeah.
They are number 1.
No. What I'm saying is you should say Jalen Green first.
Oh, well, I was getting to him because he's going through everything.
30.
Well, I'm so sad through all the adversity.
By who?
And that is the FSP, or Jeff, NBA Power Rankings. Let's get started with the second half.
Let's get it.
The second half is underway. Full sport press.
Second half. The 2024 NFL Draft Player Comparisons for the Offensive Skill Players. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Lock.
Cameraman, one of the more interesting things that we do here at FSP. When we're evaluating draft prospects, it's been an exercise in futility, to say the least. In any class, it's very difficult to try and drill down the traits that make the most comparable to this or current NFL player. Sometimes, regardless of the position, it doesn't take long for a comparison to come through. Watch a little tape, it's clear. Other times, not so much, guys. We are here to give out comparisons for the top offensive prospects in the 2024 class. We will kick things off with Caleb Williams, quarterback from USC, 6'1", 22 years old. Jeff, give me your NFL player comparison and why for Caleb Williams.
I don't want to say it. Because everybody says, and you, I saw you here in the comparisons, that this kid is going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Ain't no fucking way he's Patrick Mahomes.
I don't want to put that on the kid. Pause on so many levels.
Chill, man.
Because that's not fair, right? Asking him to be the greatest player of all time is just not fair.
Not better than Tom Brady, but go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Stat-wise, he ain't. Tom Brady got too many stats.
At this point in his career,
he got 7 rings, bro.
Yeah, Pat ain't even 30 yet, bro.
Yeah, we'll see.
Pat ain't even 30 yet.
Well, Pat got 3, right?
He got 3. Okay. He got. That's a long way to go, my brother. Yeah.
He got 3. He got 3 the same time. He
got. Bro, what
three
you got? Same. What you got though?
I got Pat.
Fuck yeah, you got Pat.
I got 3. He got 3 the same time.
Is that your man? Is Caleb Williams your man?
No, sir. In this draft,
yeah.
My man's down the list.
Okay, what you got, Coach?
I don't want to say this one because it's high ceiling. He can go.
Shit.
But he could be Drew Brees. The same body build, he can make the same throws. He was very accurate. When he can scramble, when he needs to be, I don't know if he will turn out to be that, but he has the ability to be that. Drew Brees, 6'1", about 210, same size, same build. So I'm going to go with Drew Brees.
Yeah. I'm rolling. Man, in terms of size, in terms of game, in terms of just how he looks, give me Russell Wilson, man. Prime Russell Wilson, though. Overall, I think he's a fascinating prospect, and I think if Russell Wilson comes out now and it's like right around this time, he'd be like, okay, he would be just as good as Caleb Williams. Like, I think it's a little bit far-fetched to think a guy that's 6'1", 215, that ain't really like the most mobile like type of person to put. And Pat moves in the pocket, but arm talent ain't like Pat's. Like, nope. It's totally not. Nah. But yeah, now in the NFL, I think you spread him out, put him at quarterback one, man. He's more like Russell Wilson for me. What you got, Weezy?
I like the Russell Wilson. I had a hard time doing it. I went Doug Flutie, because undersized.
That's your man's though. That's my Caleb Williams is your man.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm saying low end, on the low end. I didn't want to say no. Patrick Mahomes. You say you compared him to
no, Jeff already did that.
I mean,
you know saying who you saying? So you saying his career? So you know. NFL player comparison is going to be the career of Doug Flutie?
No.
He's talking about skill set. Hey, hold on. Don't shit on Doug Flutie, though.
That's
a car carrying member of the Mafia right there.
You know what I'm saying?
They had great years for the Mafia.
That's why I hate doing that show.
But strictly skills, though, Doug Flutie has never been
in your introduction. You never said nothing about player. Like
I ain't lying. We're not denying of these.
Yeah, and that's why I hate doing this show. Because every time I come with a player, I swear to God, I thought about calling out on this show.
Bro,
I hate Doug doing this show.
Flutie, bro. Doug Flutie wasn't even. This is the thing. If Doug Flutie goes in the draft at 5'7", bro, he wasn't even drafted.
He balled the Canada League, though. The UFL.
I'm done.
Keep fighting. We fight, Weezy.
Nah, I ain't no fight.
Let's do it.
We got to fight.
So let's talk about your man. Let's move on to the next guy. His name is Jaden Daniels, quarterback for LSU. He's 6'4", 210, Weezy. He's 23 years old. Give me your NFL player comparison for Jaden Daniels. This is your man.
Michael Vick.
See? Not for real. I'm saying.
Two contracts?
No, for real.
I think he could be like Lamar Jackson, for sure. I think he's a... almost identical to Lamar Jackson.
Hey, what's that thing they show him with his elbow?
It's bursitis.
Yes.
So
it's tough.
It's nothing like it hurt him. It just happened.
Yeah, I know. It's just happened. I didn't know until the day they showed it and still shot it. I was like, well, what's going on there?
So yes, okay. I'll roll.
He ran a 4.46 other day.
Michael Vick ran a 4.21, bro.
You said for real, and I said, well, you see what I'm saying? We forgot about Michael Vick. You said go for real.
You said Lamar ran a 4.28.
We didn't see Lamar run his 40.
But I'm guaranteed, if you look up Lamar Jackson's 40-yard time, I guarantee you it's a 4.2.
Who you got?
I got. That's a good spot. Yeah. I got Jalen Hurts.
Hey, for real, dog.
Yeah.
For real.
Where you going, dog? I I hate doing this show.
Now, what's wrong with that?
You downplay players, and then the other people players they pick, you said it's
Jalen Hurts. You hate Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and I hate Jaden Daniels.
That makes sense then, don't it?
Oh, hi, that was. There you rolling. There you rolling. Now I'm rolling. I was confused at first, coach.
He's
like,
going to get listen, Jalen Hurts. He's going to get a GM fired. Him. Just like Zach Wilson. Him. Him.
You
him.
Said, you said about all the quarterbacks you don't like, dog.
Him. He ain't like that. I'm telling you, he gonna do a quarterback dive over the damn front. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. Grover Cleveland is going to be sitting right there, and he's going to be fooled. Man, dude ain't really like that. But I get it. I give you dual threat playmaker. What? Is that not Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts just ain't good, y'all.
Jalen Hurts is cold.
Bro, Jalen Hurts this year is cold?
He was MVP candidate, dog.
Jalen Hurts is cold, y'all?
He was MVP candidate.
I'm literally talking about the last Jalen Hurts we saw. What did we say?
No, you can't.
He's caca. He's caca. Man, dude, yeah. So, yeah, he can evade.
3 years.
Bro, I guarantee you that dude ain't good. And that dude, this dude. What was the – everybody was like, he looked bad this year. Would you say Jalen Hurts had a good year last year? Abso-fucking-lutely not. He had a terrible year. He had a terrible year. Would he not? That's the year that we're going to see with Jaden Daniels for the Washington Commanders. What you got?
I can see him kind of turn out to be like Jordan Love. He played in that West Coast offense when he was at Arizona State, even though we know he moved down to LSU. But – he can do both if needed. He can throw the ball. He can scramble if needed. Jordan Love doesn't scramble a lot. Yeah. He does when he needs to and makes you pay for it. But I think Jaden Daniels can beat Jordan Love.
Coach, he's moving way too much.
He going to know he can't move like that in the NFL.
Y'all playing
Jaden Daniels.
What you got?
You would be jitters on his 210 pounds. That boy 200 pounds soaking wet.
If he didn't put a little weight on,
that's
dog.
What they listed.
Hey,
I'm just rolling with what they listed.
You being jitters is 210. So he's Donovan McNabb in Tyrod Taylor's frame. He's accurate.
Tyrod Taylor 6'1", bro.
I said frame. He's slender. He's a slender. He's a slender.
Tyrod Taylor's not slender.
He's straight down, brother.
No, like he's not.
He's a box. You put a suit on.
Yeah, damn line.
You can iron the suit on Tyrod Taylor.
You have to get these perfect.
I'm perfect on this. This is it. This is Donovan McNabb and Tyrod Taylor's front.
It's
no point hearing your name.
He's going to have a career. He's going to have a career. He's going to have a 8 to 10 year career.
Cool.
NFC or AFC championship somewhere involved. Yeah. Kid's gonna be a player. Now he's not gonna be an all time great. Donovan McNabb's not an all time great.
Yeah.
But he solidified his spot though.
Say less.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next guy, we have Drake May, quarterback from the University of North Carolina, 6'4", 223, 21 years old. Jeff, right back to you. NFL player comparison for Drake May.
Drake May, out of all these quarterbacks, had the least buzz, which is crazy, right? To me.
Jaden Daniels. Right around this time, yes.
Yeah, for this this time of year, right? Jaden Daniels went from second, third round pick to probably the second quarterback taken, like,
for sure.
Overnight, it seems like.
And usually when that happens, it's a bad pick. Man. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
You remember Michael Olowokandi? Did nobody know who the hell he was?
Goes here. Don't do him like
Anthony
candy,
Bennett.
Man.
You want me to bring up somebody that just showed up out of nowhere?
Will Levis did that.
So somebody showed up out of nowhere?
Go ahead.
Trey Lance.
I think I gave up on Trey Lance too quick.
I do too.
Yeah. Anywho, Drake May is Justin Herbert. Same build, same cannon of an arm, make the same deep throws, got work on his underneath stuff, but that's Justin Herbert. Best case scenario.
Drake May is sorry, Jeff. So you think Justin Herbert's?
We talked about this last year. I'm not going to shit on these guys. I'm not going to say he's two of the top three. We do these at a best case scenario, right? Because this is what you're comparing him to. When you're sitting down as a GM, as a draft evaluator, you're saying, I've got the fourth pick in the draft. I need a quarterback. Who do I want? I want the kid that can max out.
The last two Justin kids Herbert. We talked about going to get a GM fired. What you got, coach?
What GM? Most of them should get fired. Half of them, I do that.
Somebody write this down. There's two of the top five picks that he didn't call trash.
Yeah.
Jeff, he gonna be Josh Allen.
Shit, I hate that for him.
Same size, same abilities, has a strong arm. He can make the big throws. And what he's gonna do, he's gonna throw interceptions too, though. He's gonna do that. And he's gonna struggle early, but I think he'll get better as he gets more experience. So I can see him being like Josh Allen.
Yeah. Drake May for me is so if you were to do a great value Justin Herbert I would say that is Geno Smith. So I'm rolling with Drake May. It's more of a Geno Smith. Good athlete. Isn't a special runner. Design runs on the table, but I wouldn't do it. When it comes to processing, he's more good than bad. Not perfect, but solid. Does have moments when he, you know, shows that he could be a guy. But overall, talented passer, kind of similar to Geno Smith. Has the athleticism. Skill set to develop maybe into a star one day. But if we drafted Drake May, I wouldn't feel good about it. If it was my team.
I draft Drake May, I win the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, Drake May, you win the Super Bowl.
Win this year?
Yeah, you have a quarterback with a pulse, you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we have just a quarterback with a pulse. Like that, shit. Yeah, what you got?
Sorry, coach. That had nothing to do with you.
223, Big Bill. I got Big Ben as Drake May. Big Ben Rockers, bro.
Fight.
I heard you. Yeah. Say less.
I like it.
Yeah. I just think Superman syndrome with this kid, man. It's just three plays look like.
He's going, that's what I'm saying. He's going to throw the deep ball. Yeah. That's what he's going to make the play. He's going to look, he's trying to make the play every time.
Speaking of the next guy, we have Michael Penix Jr., quarterback from the University of Washington, 6'3", 213, 23 years old. Weezy, right back to you. NFL player comparison, and why?
Y'all ain't gonna like this one at all. Well, I'll tell you what got me with this one. When I seen him running the 4-4 in his 40 the other day. And he's deadly accurate. I always been in a big arm. I went to Sean Watson.
The nasty man.
I went to Sean Watson on this one. Because all season long he's been throwing a long ball all season long and been connecting. He was up for the highs, but threw for 4,000 yards this year.
Talk to him.
So Deshaun Watson throws a great long ball. He's fast. This kid ran a 4-4 this week. I went to Sean Watson.
Michael Penix is a one-speed thrower. It's like four or five of those guys in this draft. This is Will Levis at best. Washington.
He played nine games, Jay. Yeah. He's played – Jay, you can't do that because you can't –
Will Levis?
You compare him to who?
Well, what I'm saying is his offensive line kept him clean. He was the least sacked quarterback in the entire NCAA.
Just let me be clear. So you said Will Levis is trash, right?
Absolutely.
So you said this class is trash, right?
This dude is trash.
That's three.
Yeah.
That's
he's
three,
bad too.
Three of the four.
Yeah. Y'all, yep. somebody
we done got like this before. We had got like that again. Yeah. I mean, but he has problems with accuracy. I don't know what the hell Weezy talking about. No. And touch to his throws. He has a problem with that. It's one speed. It's one him and Joe Milton. It's all fastballs. It's just, man, like the reason that he left Indiana and didn't ball there because he got hurt. He goes to Washington and balls. Yeah. Get that. Bro, there's a reason behind a lot of that shit. He can't play neither. And he could play in college though. But with that being said, it's lack of touch, shaky pocket management.
Need to clip this.
Yeah, not for
in
sure.
In two seasons.
Yeah.
This clip gonna bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I'll be fine with
this
that.
Show gonna bite
I'll
you.
I'll be fine in with that. Like, what you got, Coach, on Michael Penix Jr.?
Man, I think he can beat CJ Stroud. He throws like he has the bullets.
Nah.
No.
Coach,
say great bad.
Miss a phone call this week. He ain't gonna whatever the routine is with y'all phone calls, you're going to miss one this week.
Because this is why it's going to be good for him. He's going to drop. The injury is going to drop him in a draft, so he's not going to go to a terrible team where they don't have a good protection. And when he has good protection, we've seen him be able to be a good quarterback. I don't think he's going to go high because of the injury. He's going to drop. He's going to go to a team. He's going to be able to sit down and watch for a little bit, have good protection. And I think he's going to be a player when it's said and done.
Can't play. What you got?
Hey, man. I like that, Coach.
This your man.
This is my man. This is. I say we're going to talk about my guy later on. This is the guy we're talking about. Michael Penix Jr. is my guy. 4-5. We said 4-4. I saw 4-5. Could be 4-4, 4-4, some change, whatever. He's Phillip Rivers running a 4-4. This kid is special, man. He's going to be special. He had the same.
No, if somebody laughs at you,
I'm laughing at you.
No,
I'm laughing at you, not
but see, the
I'm
thing about you, I can like stay. It. No, I don't feel that way.
Everybody, no, I'm talking about him.
Everybody's entitled to a picture.
He's trying to cause a burn.
I can always back it up, though. Same throwing mechanics, same build, just a 4-4 speed. And that kid, he's a winner. He makes every throw. Now, accuracy on the underneath shit is a problem. You're right. But the deep ball, he puts on the money. Every time.
if Romo Dunes ain't out there, I'm telling you, he was throwing to did Buffalo Johnny.
What did Rome make him?
What I'm trying to tell you,
what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Mike Evans.
If you give him Mike Evans, we're going sizzle with him. No,
you know what I'm trying to tell you.
Romo Dunes can be Mike Evans, absolutely.
Mike Evans, right?
Yeah.
Johnny Football.
Okay.
Very similar situation.
Hold on. 99.9% of quarterbacks need weapons.
Hold on.
This motherfucker can't play.
99.9% of quarterbacks need weapons. Only one don't need a weapon.
The reason Johnny didn't pan out because Johnny didn't do shit off the field.
He didn't study his playbook. Johnny was.
Yeah, and he said it.
Yeah.
Johnny would have been all right had he studied a playbook.
Bro. Just remember this Phoenix shit. Next up, we have J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan, 6'2", 219, IMG Academy, Jesus Christ, 21 years old. Jeff, hey, play a comparison of why.
This kid can make plays outside of the pocket. He might need a stop or two to find his footing in this NFL league. He's Baker Mayfield. He's going to need a stop or two to get his footing.
Play.
And he's going to be Baker Mayfield. Same type of player. Makes a play. He's going to try to make plays outside the pocket. Look for too much at first. That's why he needs a stop or two. When he figures it out, he's going to get his foot in.
Coach.
This is Alex Smith. They had a similar build. Played the game. Head up. He's a smart quarterback. He's athletic enough to get out the pocket when needed. And he's very accurate when he throws the ball. Mm-hmm. I just don't see him being a upper echelon quarterback, but having a solid career like Alex Smith did. So I'm going to go Alex Smith.
Michigan, their offense didn't put a lot in on his shoulders. They had Blake Corum. At best, he's Zach Wilson. At best. Yeah.
He's trash too.
Yeah, he's trash. He can only throw slants, digs, intermediate crosses. Those his best throws on film. I had 2 weeks to look at this shit. Outside juice, trash. He's nothing on the outside. Very inconsistent. Yeah. Take time to develop around this guy. He can't play, though. And somebody, again, is going to lose a job because of a workout.
If that's
Clip that.
If that's the case, in every quarterback class,
in this bitch and we said C.J. Stroud, and I was like, do you remember C.J. Stroud?
No. I'm talking about every quarterback class has – If they have like 4 or 5 kids, 4 of those kids gonna get the GM fired. That's how it works. Paul Bryce Young already got. He worked on his second one already.
Yeah, that ain't necessarily true all the time. Sometimes it hit.
Shit, look at the Malik Willis class. All them motherfuckers got somebody fired
because they can't play.
Is there any quarterback in this class? Go ahead, Weez, before we get there.
Got on this list.
ain't no more quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. So
Joe Milton is the other one.
So there's no quarterbacks in this class.
This kid is a game manager. I went Kirk Cousins on this one for sure.
Kirk Cousins, cold. Kirk Cobain's cold. Y'all got Kirk Cousins totally twisted. If everybody had a Kirk Cousins at quarterback one for their team, they would be in a better place.
Kirk Cousins cold.
Kirk Cousins good, bro.
Hey, I'm not saying he ain't good.
Yeah, 35 and what? 5 before he got hurt? 25 and 5. Crazy. He can play.
But you think Kirk Cousins cold, but you don't think Matthew Stafford's good.
I ain't never said that. I just said Matthew Stafford ain't never had a situation. When he got to the situation in LA, ball.
Matthew Stafford's better than Kirk Cousins.
I didn't never say that he wasn't.
At one time, I think he was. I think one
he
time
just
he
played
were.
For Detroit. It's tough to win in Detroit. Moving on to the next guy, we have Blake Corum, running back from Michigan, 5'8, 215. 23 years old. Weezy, give me your player comparison and why.
You want to go? This your guy. You want to go first?
I don't think he's going to be that good. But I like him, though.
6'6", coach. God.
Dang. I mean, he's a little guy.
Yeah.
he's a little guy. 200 pounds is a lot, though. I went old school. I went Travis Henry on this one.
That ain't bad. I have Blake Corum. It's Kenneth Walker III, running back for the Seattle Seahawks.
I like that.
Just a good runner, but he lacks just like decision making and also like bursts in and out. So in turn, yeah, he's good, but at 5'8 and 215, he can be useful right away. Efficient runner. I just think his size and athletic profile, he didn't test that well in his pro day. He's a little bitty fella, but workload, high end potential. I could see it. Kenneth Walker. So yeah, he'd be straight. It ain't like we getting Saquon Barkley in this. Yeah. I don't think so. What you got, coach?
I think he's going to be really good.
Okay.
He's low to the ground, small, shifty, and he shows me flashes of Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders was low to the ground, shifty.
Oh, fuck.
I think he's going to be good.
I'm with you, Coach. I'm with you.
Hold on now.
I ain't say I'm disagreeing with you, Coach, but I'd be damned if we said some of the stuff we said and Coach get away with Barry Sanders and you don't say nothing.
I know.
Kyle Reed's a side second shit for Kyle Reed.
Add him to an all-pro Hall of Famer?
I think he's going to be good.
You think he's going to be? He's athletically maxed out. We seen the best of Blake Corum at Michigan. Barry Sanders, bro.
You know he said about
be real. That was wrong.
You know he just said to me, Jim. He just said, "Do you know what a player compression is? Do you know what this show does?"
We talk about this every year. So,
what you got, Jim?
Blake
Emmitt Smith. God damn,
yo!
I ain't gonna lie. That's who I was going with at first.
I'm playing.
Blake Corum is gonna be healthy if healthy Khalil Herbert.
Yeah,
same type of back,
Max
size.
You have to talk into the mic
for the Bears. Khalil Herbert for the Bears, running back for the Bears. He's a wee little fella as well.
Moving on to the next guy, we have Brock Bowers.
Where are we rolling?
Tight end for Georgia, 6'4", 240, 21 years old. Jeff, NFL player comparison.
He run blocks well. He gives effort on pass blocking. We know he can catch. He's George Kittle. Younger George Kittle. And George Kittle ain't young. Cal Pitts don't block.
Yeah, we got to see what Cal Pitts.
Brock Bowers actually blocks.
Yeah. What we got, Coach?
This is Travis Kelce. Great hands. He can run all the routes. I'm telling you. Watch what Brock Bowers do, dog. Watch him do. He ain't, and that's my thing. He can block, but it ain't George Kittle. My bad. I don't think he blocks as good as George Kittle, but he does block.
He gives you the effort.
Yes. Brock Bowers is going to be good. Watch what I'm telling you.
He's going to be cold.
Yeah, Brock Bowers, man. You guys know that Brock Bowers was a walk-on when he got to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Offense ran through him, and he turned himself into a player. But at peak, this is Trey McBride.
Wait, come on, dog. So you think he's gonna be good?
No, he's not.
He's good.
No, dog.
You don't think he's gonna be that good? You don't think he's gonna be an all-pro?
Trey McBride is a first-team all-rookie.
He better Trey McBride right now.
Trey McBride is solid.
Yeah, Jay, that's seven dudes out of this. That you don't think
means it's a bad draft, guys? I don't know what to tell you.
Is it?
But
it is a bad draft party.
Yeah, you can't come to the draft party.
Special player with the ball in his hands. I understand that, but Trey McBride on the Trey McBride is good, guys. He's a good guy.
His only thing going to hurt him is he might not have a quarterback to give him the ball because he's so good.
Bro, he didn't have a quarterback his entire life. He had Stetson Bennett. So he ain't got nothing to do with a quarterback. But Brock Bowers, Trey McBride for me. What you got, Weezy? Frank Watchett. Rest in peace.
No, but the other person I got is dead. I'm glad you said that, so I can say what I just said. I wasn't going to break him up, but I got to do it. Chico. On the field. Chico was cold.
Chico was cold.
Chico got a fucking ring.
He just didn't have any.
Chico was scared to go when Chico was down. The flake game, none of that shit was. Chico was cold. Jerry getting stolen in another locker room. Chico was cold.
That's what we not going to do. Chico was cold.
Chico a monster.
Literally. All right, we'll go to the next guy. We have Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio State, 6'4", 205 pounds, 21 years old, Weezy, NFL players.
Julio Jones. His ceiling's up there.
Yeah.
His ceiling's up there. I hope, now, the only thing I don't like about him is right now, he's got a little bit of an injury bug. He gets hurt. He gets hurt in big games, and he set out a couple games. But when he's on the field, he is a dog.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. Man, I'm going with AJ Green for this one. Okay. He has everything: outstanding size, stellar hands. Like Weezy mentioned, a little injury prone, kind of similar to AJ Green. Slam dunk prospect, twitch athlete, easy to see why I think his game would translate right away. Wide receiver one, going AJ Green.
Day one.
What you got, Coach?
I got Calvin Johnson.
See what I'm saying?
Listen to my, okay.
This is going to be best draft ever.
Here we go. Let me ask you this. Does he win all the jump balls? Does he win all the jump balls?
Yeah.
Most of them. He gets the ball at the highest point in the level when he gets it. That's what Calvin Johnson did. He has body control. His leaping ability is great. He's going to be hard to guard on the back shoulder catch and the fade. He's going to be, yes, give me Calvin Johnson.
Wait, because Coach got three first ballot Hall of Fame already.
We supposed to be best guys.
I think this is going to be a very memorable first round.
What you got?
I got AJ Green as well. It's a slender version of AJ Green.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's wide receiver one at the gate.
Yeah,
he's the best wide receiver in the Titans right now.
Yeah.
So you talking about, oh shit.
Yeah. Rome.
Ah, okay.
Moving up to the next guy, we have Rome Odunze from Washington, wide receiver, 6'3", 216, 21 years old. Jeff, talk to me.
He's a trust guy for your quarterback. He's going to win any one-on-one. He uses his body area to catch, like his whole circumference. Devonta Adams.
Come on, Joe. He ain't that good, Joe.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of times where Penix would just, as great as quarterbacks do, if they know they got a great receiver over there, throw it over there. This kid makes plays in his area just like Devonta Adams does.
Bro, I'm talking about footwork. It's not like
that's back to what we were talking about on pre-production. That's coaching. They can work on that.
Shit.
They can work on that.
No, you can't. You're damn lying. No, you can't. Not in the NFL.
You can work on
that. Not in the NFL.
You can work on that. So you telling me players cannot.
Route running, bro?
Hear me out. You telling me players can't become better route runners as their career progresses?
This kid was never a route runner.
But I'm
he's a gunner. He's going straight down. He's Mike Evans.
Asking, you don't think players can become better route runners as their career progresses?
No, bro. You can't develop that.
I think you can develop a route tree.
You can develop feet.
You can develop coordination.
Say less. What you got, Coach?
I had Devonta Adams too. I think he's gonna be that good. I'm just saying,
hey, Coach. It's your draft. And that's what I'm trying to say. These are your guys.
They don't name my guys because I think that's their best case scenario. They don't make them my guys. But he, like, when he's out there by himself. If it's no help, he's gonna win the battle.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. This kid's speed is average. He just, man. He's just a reliable guy that just depends on size. So I'm rolling with Courtland Sutton for this. Yeah, Courtland Sutton. Now, classic X receiver. Moonlights as a slot receiver. Good guy. He ain't no damn Devonta Adams. Devonta Adams is the number one player in our top 7 2 years, guys. He's not going to be that good. What you got, Weezy?
I got TJ Houshmandzadeh. On this one,
I ain't mad at that.
Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, like
solid player.
Yeah.
Catch everything.
Yeah,
got a couple routes in the route tree. Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, man,
he's gonna be a solid player to a one. He's gonna be a great two.
Moving on to the next guy, we have Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU, 6 feet, 200 pounds, 20 years old. Weezy,
this what I got. This way I got a dog right here. This dude, he catch everything.
Yeah,
high point. He turned into a running back.
6 feet.
6 feet. AJ Brown.
I ain't mad at that. That ain't bad.
I know.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
I know it ain't.
This kid can play the X and the Z. I just, man, well, slotting times. I'm going with Chris Olave for this one.
Okay.
As far as improvements, need to clean up his release a little bit off the line of scrimmage. But Chris Olave, he's one of those guys, speed, quickness, yards after the catch, twitchy. I like that. So, yeah, I'm rolling with Chris Olave. I actually think that Nabers could possibly be the guy. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s A.J. Green, who's a guy, Hall of Famer, first ballot. But Chris Olave is going to be good. What you got, Coach?
I have D.J. Moore right here. They both about the same size, considered, and got good route running.
That's not bad.
That ain't bad. He's viewed as the most explosive receiver in this draft. He's twitchy, and he's explosive.
Yeah.
I got D.J. Moore.
Sure.
They're exactly the same size, pretty much identical, I should say, in size. Same style of play, same speed, route running. I got Garrett Wilson right here.
Okay.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson, the top 10 pick. I think Nabers going to be a top 10.
That makes sense. And our last guy we have is Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas, 6'1", 172, 20 years old. There's only one comparison for this guy. Who you got, Joe?
He's a wee little fella.
Yep.
He's a fast little fella, though.
Fast.
Jameson Williams.
Facts.
Yeah.
Let's go home. Williams.
I got Tyreek. No, I'm lying. No, I don't. I have DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
They both got game-changing speeds with great hands. They small in size, but they can use their physicality to block upfield and running block and play. So give me DeSean Jackson.
He just can't get off the line. Like, if they put their hands on him at the front part of that line, he's cooked food. But everything else, he's ready to roll, man. Just hoping ain't John Ross. Yeah. I got Jameson Williams, Jordan Addison, Tank Dell type of play.
Yeah.
I got Hollywood Brown on this one.
Yeah. He's going to be sorry. Because Hollywood Brown's sorry.
So he gonna be sorry too.
I hate it because
James Williams is gonna be sorry. James Williams is sorry,
but he gonna be sorry.
He's a gimmick guy. Like,
who this guy right here?
He's that worthy. Yeah, he's a guy you put in.
But he's not a track player just playing football. He's a football player. I seen him at Texas. He can play.
Nah,
if they put him in space with the right coach, he goes to be like McVay, Big Red.
Put him in.
The guy in Green Bay, somebody like that,
handoff shits, I agree. That's where he wants to go. He wants to go to Kansas City, but all of those guys are those gimmicky. My guy, KT, Kadarius, Tony, those guys, just fast twitch guys. And that's the draft, man.
Is anybody gonna be good in this offensive draft?
Who you got?
The defense is low.
Now I'm talking about offense.
Malik Nabers. Offensive line?
We know the O-line.
O-line. O-line. Torch.
What about these guys?
They're like skilled.
Out of the skill guys, none of these. I don't like none of these. Marvin Harrison Jr. If I had to put money, if they was like putting the stock on one person in this draft, Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think you have three K-miss players in this draft.
The devil is a lie.
You got Marvin Harrison. You got Brock Bowers. You got Caleb Williams. You got three K-miss players.
I'm going to tell y'all, Brock Bowers is going to disappoint y'all. Absolutely. And Caleb Williams ain't that good.
Okay, take Caleb Williams out. Give me Nabers, Harrison, and Bowers.
I'm rolling with that before. Caleb Williams shit, I'm telling you, that shit funny in the lights. Yeah, and that's another episode. Glad to be back. I've been looking at this shit for 2 weeks. I've been very excited about talking about this. The defense is where the lights out. Hey, it's players on that defense. So we'll talk about that next week. Appreciate you guys pulling up. Like seeing you guys. It's been a while. Shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to. Step two. Step two. Step two.
How much old school music do you listen to in a week? Not even like, it ain't got to be 80s and 90s. It's got to be like, it ain't got to be 70s. Like 2000s, 90s. How much?
Rap?
Just music, period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I listen to it. Yeah, especially on Sundays. No hip hop before 12.
Really?
Every day.
Yeah. Just on Sunday.
Unless it's Friday and something just came out Thursday night.
I don't even listen to that shit then. I leave that to guys in the two.
That's one thing I don't do, like when something come out that night at midnight or 11, I can't listen to
it. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, the devil is a lie. Jay-Z come out, I stay up and listen to Jay.
I catch everybody next morning.
I catch Drake the next morning, too. It's just really Jay-Z. If they do something, never mind, I'll talk about it. Yeah. There's some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press.
Let's not talk about it.
Just thumbs up on the YouTube page and the iTunes page. Please rate, subscribe, and more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Hey, coach, you bullshitting. Dead ass.
Gotta go best case scenario.
I see. What you got?
Get a drummer song.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, The Revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Watch more wrestling.
I can't move my arm.
Please tune in to the Full Press Podcast. Thank you
for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.